أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وهو الذي أنزل من السماء ماء فأخرجنا به نبات كل شيء فأخرجنا منه خضرا نخرج منه حبا متراكبا ومن النخل من طلعها قنوان دانية وجنات من أعناب والزيتون والرمان مشتبها وغير متشابه انظروا إلى ثمره إذا أثمر وينعه إن في ذلكم لآيات لقوم يؤمنون صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 100 of Surah Al-An'am. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the previous verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the seed and its splitting under the ground that is beyond the sight of an individual. Here in this ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about what happens above the ground. That, O insan, if you do not understand because you could not see, now here is it right in front of your eyes. See the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And hence Allah ta'ala says, وَهُوَ الَّذِي أَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who sends down from the skies, from above. Here it will mean from the clouds, ma'a, water. One kind of water, one type of water that comes down from the clouds. Some ulama have also expressed that insan, don't be so naive to think that that water just comes down as it comes, but think about how the formation of clouds and all of that takes place before the clouds reaches its saturation, and then we have the rain that comes down. فَأَخْرَجْنَا بِهِ نَبَاتَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. And through that water, we then bring out nabat, vegetations, kulla shay, of all different types. One kind of water, the seed under the ground, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes out vegetation of different types. فَأَخْرَجْنَا مِنْهُ خَضِرًا. To emphasize, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here speaks about one particular type of vegetation that Allah ta'ala brings out, and that is we bring out from it the greens. نُخْرِجُ مِنْهُ حَبَّا مُتَرَاكِبًا. Such green plants that we bring out, that on the one hand you have the plant, and then after that from the seed comes out the seeds. Above it, one above the other, surmountable. That is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's qudrat works. If you take the coriander, the dunya, you will see it very, very clear. You plant the seed, you get the leaf, and then thereafter you get the seeds at the top of it. That is all the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How does this qudrat work? Here the author, Allama Shabir Ahmad Uthmani rahimahumullah, just very briefly, he brings about a very, very important point. That insan, you have no hand in all of this. Then why, if you know that it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why do you not believe that this Quran Sharif is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If you cannot see that seed splitting, or if you understand the seed splitting, then do you not understand that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would work on your heart if you turn that heart towards Allah Rabbul Izzat? And in this way, see the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created insan, and here Allah ta'ala created all the physical requirements of insan. So then, wouldn't Allah ta'ala create all the spiritual needs and necessities of insan in this world, which is just a glimpse and a shadow of the hereafter? If Allah ta'ala created all our needs, then wouldn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create all his ni'mats for his banda, that then become obedient to Allah ta'ala and bring iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? وَمِنَ النَّخْلِ مِنْ طَلْعِهَا قِنْوَانٌ دَانِيَةٌ. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the date palm, that from its spathe, the outer covering of it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings about the branches that are laden low. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fills it with the dates in itself. وَجَنَّاتِ. And then from the same water, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings about gardens, min anab, of grapes, in other words, grapevines. والزيتون and that of olives والرمان and that of pomegranate مشتبها وغير متشابه. Some of them look like others and some of them differ from others. That if you look at the fruit, some of them are round, they look the same. And then some of them are different shapes that you can see it very clearly. You will drive past an orchard and you'll wonder what fruit is this at the distance because they all look the same. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also created that they look different from each other. This is all the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at work. Unduru ila thamarihi idha athmara wa yan'i. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that look at the fruits when it bears the fruit, when the fruit initially comes out, وَيَنْعِي, and also look at it when it ripens. Can you not see this kudrat of Allah ta'ala that certain fruit you will see like the seed comes out and then thereafter around it the fruit begins to develop. Isn't that the kudrat of Allah? Insan, take it out, pluck it off, whilst it just comes onto the branch in its seed form, and then try and see if you can develop that fruit. Take a mango for example, take the other fruit for example, that is far beyond your comprehension, your understanding, your doings. This is all the doings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna fi dhalikum la ayatin liqawmin yu'minun. These are signs for those, for the community who has brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has brought all of this for us to see and bring iman in Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.